Andy, thank you so much. You know, the Lord is really shining on this day. It's a beautiful day outside here, and a lot of people are in their cars in the parking lot, and we appreciate you joining us today. It was a pleasure to have a chance to do this. Brother Bobby Sellers approached me a couple weeks ago and asked us if we will be willing to help with the National Day of Prayer because of social distancing and the things we're having to do today. And we said, sure. And we talked to Beth, and Beth said, sure, we'd love to host it here. So it's a pleasure to host the National Day of Prayer service here at our studios today, and maybe we can make this an annual thing, Brother Bobby. We'd love to look at doing that possibly. But it's great to see a lot of folks out in their cars today, and we just appreciate you coming out to show your support today as well. I'm going to turn things over to Trigg County Judge Executive Hollis Alexander, who's going to start off our National Day of Prayer today. Judge?
Thank you, Alan. Just want to say thank you to you, Alan Watts, and WKDZ for hosting our National Day of Prayer in a little bit different format and a little bit different style than we're used to. But as things are ever changing in our world, there's one thing that hasn't changed, and that's God's ability to hear us when we pray. And God is probably the only constant that we have in our lives right now. So we need to remember that as Trigg Countyans, as Americans, and as Christians, and as believers. We know that God is the one and only. He is the great I Am, and He is the great healer. And He is the one that can come over this land and cure us from this pandemic that we're dealing with. But certainly if it is a time for prayer, it is now. It's needed more than ever right now. And I know many of us have felt like prisoners in our home and prisoners in our own country, but I'm reminded, while I think about being a prisoner, in Acts 16, 25 through 26, it said, "But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the earth were shaken, and immediately all the doors opened, and everyone's chains were loosed." So that lets me know that even in the days of Paul and Silas, as they were imprisoned, the good Lord loosened the chains and loosened with the doors that bound them. And as they were freed, so can we be freed from this pandemic. I want to thank all our emergency services personnel, all our health officials and workers, and all those that are on the front lines continuing to fight this pandemic that we're dealing with. And we want to pray for them today and all the others that have lost loved ones and those that have been infected with this terrible virus. And we ask for God's healing on this great land. I want to thank Brother Bobby Sellers for putting this together. I want to thank Mayor Todd King for being here and being a part of this. And it is a National Day of Prayer, so if you all bow with me, not sure if I'm supposed to pray or not, but I am going to pray. Father God, we just come to you now, Lord, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this beautiful sunshine, Lord, that you've blessed us with so we can have this National Day of Prayer and be outside and practice social distancing, Lord. But we want to thank you first of all, Lord, most and foremost, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you sent to this earth to die on that rugged cross to save us from our sins, Lord, and give us hope and know that there is a place far greater than this earth, Lord, that we'll go one of these days and spend eternity with our Maker. Lord, we want to pray for all our elected officials, local, state, national officials, Lord, everyone is dealing with this terrible virus and this pandemic that's taken over this world and this country, Lord. And we know that far too many people and far too many places have removed you from the inside of their homes and their workplaces and their businesses and their governments, Lord. And we know that that may be one reason we're going through this, Lord. We're not sure, but we just ask that you put your healing hand upon this great nation and this United States and this entire world, Lord, that you may heal us all and that we may bring you back into our hearts and closer to us and into our homes, into our workplaces, into our businesses, and everywhere else that we go, Lord. And whatever we do, we may shine a light that appears that they see Christ through us, Lord, because that's what a Christian is being Christ-like. And we ask that you lead and guide and direct us in everything we do, Lord. We ask that you be with the rest of this program and all the participants here and get them home safely, Lord. We ask that you be with those that have this virus, those that have lost loved ones to this virus, Lord, those that are hurting in any way, Lord. And we just ask finally, Lord, that if there's anyone that's listening to this and they not know you, Lord, and they not know you, and they not know that they know they will spend eternity in heaven, Lord, we just ask that in some small way, let this service reflect upon them and open their eyes and open their heart to you, Lord. We ask all these things in your name. We ask that you forgive us where we fail you. Amen. Brother Bobby.
Thank you, Brother Hollis. Thank you very much for your willingness to be here. I am honored to be able to stand here with you and as your leadership, and Brother Todd King, as his leadership in the city of Cadiz. And thank you for allowing me to be a small part of this as well. And I also want to thank Dr. Calvin Bryant and Brother Bruce Wynn, who serve on our team membership team committee that set up this and got it all ready. I also would like to echo what has been said by Judge Hollis, that I'd like to thank the staff and Alan of WKDZ for willing to allow this to be here and give us an opportunity and an outlet to share with the community on this special day of prayer. It's been my responsibility to kind of bring to you a message, or at least a charge of so. I am fortunate enough to be the Director of Missions of Little River Baptist Association, which includes 22 of the best churches that you could ever find and some of the best pastors that you could ever meet, all of which I think could do a better job than what I'm going to do. But I do want to tell you that many of them have already sent me word and let me know that they are praying for us, and I appreciate them as they share this, because every one of those pastors have had to deal with a question that often many people have: is God involved in a virus such as this? Does God have something to do with this? Well, I can't tell you whether he does or not, but I can tell you he has allowed it. Nothing comes as a surprise to God. We serve a God who does not take Prozac. He is not one who deals with depression. And if I was going to give you a sermon title, it would simply be this: that I am going to trust prayer over panic. You know, one of the things I can share with you is that the National Day of Prayer has been around for longer than what most of us could be aware. It's been something that our country has looked to many times before, even before it was a considered a national holiday. We are fortunate enough to still live in a country that every one of us are thankful for, but also we realize that this country was founded and built on a belief in God, but we also have to admit we are a nation that is faltering in our behavior before God. The National Day of Prayer comes at a time that it has at many other times in its history. It comes at a time during crisis. We are most certainly in a crisis, and we faced crises in the past, and I feel sure we'll face them in the future. But there are several calls of a national time of prayer well before we come up on this time. You can go all the way back to 1775, when the Continental Congress called for a time of prayer when they were forming the nation. George Washington called for a time of fasting, humiliation, and prayer back in 1779. In 1952, during the Korean War, Billy Graham stood before the Capitol leaders at that time and said, "What a thrilling, glorious thing it would be to see the leaders of our country today kneeling before Almighty God in prayer." That's why I'm thankful that we have leaders here in Trigg County that have no problem and gave me no question whatsoever of showing up and being willing to pray. I think we should be thankful for that. You know, when right after that, President Truman made the National Day of Prayer a recognition that would be a part of every president after that, but it wasn't until Ronald Reagan set it as a national day on the first Thursday in May. We've come together in crisis before. Sometimes crisis bring a country together. We came together in World War I, they came together in World War II, we came together in 9/11, and we've come together at other times. But there have been many times that have caused us separation. If you all remember, those of you who can remember 9/11, you all may remember when the Senate and the Congress came to the Capitol steps and joined together in prayer for our country. I'd love to see that today. If there was ever a time we need to see prayer, it's that today. But not all situations, not all crises bring countries together. Abraham Lincoln came into office in March of 1861, and in April of 1861, we were a divided nation in a civil war. September of that very year, Abraham Lincoln stood and gave a proclamation for a time of prayer. Let me read that to you, and then I want to share my thoughts with you. Whereas, when our beloved country, once by the blessings of God, united, prosperous, and happy, is now afflicted with faction and civil war, it is peculiarly fit for us to recognize the hand of God in this terrible visitation, and in sorrowful remembrance of our own faults and crimes as a nation, as in individuals, to humble ourselves before God and to pray before His mercy, to pray that we may be spared further punishment, though most justly deserved. If you were to look at Scripture in the Bible, you could find several passages that would fit to this, but the passage that stood to my mind comes out of Judges. In Judges chapter 17 and verse 6, the Bible says, "In those days Israel had no king, and every man did that which was right in his own eyes." Sadly, we are finding that in our country today. We have turned our back on the law. We've turned our back on the Lord. We've done great damage to his land. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And I just have four thoughts that I'll do very quickly. In the time with Israel, and if you compare Israel with America, I don't think you can do that biblically, because Israel is a nation blessed by God as well, but no doubt America is a nation blessed by God. You can't deny that. No one else could. But if you look at the gracious calling that Israel had, it's a gracious calling that America has. This country came with a belief and a practice and a love for a Lord. The Lord Jehovah raised up Israel and blessed them just like He has America. "Out of you will nations of the world be blessed," the Bible told Israel. Patrick Henry, and I could see this today with the lockdown many of us have experienced, stood before the Virginia Assembly and said, "Is life so dear, our peace so sweet, as to be purchased with the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." The founding fathers of our country realized that we had something special, and we realized that the calling that God had given us was very gracious. But also, we have watched as there's been a gradual compromise. America did not get into this moral and spiritual condition that we're in now overnight. It did, just like other countries have in the past. They began to turn away from that which we knew were the beginning. This compromise was gradual. In fact, in Judges chapter 2, verse 10, the Bible says, "And also that generation which gathered unto their fathers," that's talking about the seniors, the generations before us, that older generation died, "there arose another generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel." I think Judges 2, verse 10 tells us about the compromise and helps us understand about the consequences that are coming. Israel, just like America, if we don't turn back to God, if we don't see revival in our land, we're going to lose God's protection. We're going to lose God's provision. And most certainly, we're going to lose God's power. We've lost power in the churches now. Every church that I go into of any denomination seeks a revival in the land, a great awakening, which is what brought this country back together before. We need a cure, and God offers that cure. In Judges chapter 2, verse 16, he tells that cure. He gives us that ideal that he could bring us back by prayer. He will forgive us. He will heal us. The verse that comes to mind, every church knows and every pastor leads, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal their land and forgive them and will heal their land." Let me close by the second proclamation that Abraham Lincoln gave. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our heart that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It behooves us, then, to humble ourselves before the offended power, to confess our national sins, and to pray for clemency and forgiveness. May our National Day of Prayer bring about that forgiveness for America. Thank you, Brother Todd.
Thank you, Brother Bobby, and thank you, Judge Hollis Alexander, and thank you, Beth, and the people here at WKDZ for allowing us to have this here today. We have come today, like we do every year, to gather together and pray for our country, but today we are not allowed to gather together due to the pandemic of the COVID-19 virus. This pandemic has affected our freedoms of going to work, going to the grocery, sporting events, school, and extracurricular activities, and being able to go to church and worship together, as well as our many other gatherings. This government has implanted these guidelines for the health and safety of all Americans. This is in many instances of life or death situation. This makes me be proud to be an American where we have been able to have the freedoms that we have today. We gather today to pray for our country and the governing officials that are working to try and bring us back to our normal that we once had. Let me say a word of prayer. Please bow your heads. Dear Lord, we come today thanking you for our country and the freedom that we have, that we pray for our government leaders to have wisdom in making difficult decisions and actions to protect all Americans. We pray that they seek your guidance and your will in every decision that they make. We thank you for those that we are serving on the front lines, medical professionals, public health officials, the National Guard, the challenges our economy faces, the job loss and maintaining businesses, and for reopening houses of worship and places of entertainment. Also pray for our city officials, Mayor Todd King and Judge Hollis Alexander, as the decisions that we have to make on our daily basis. We pray for healing of those with the virus and for those that are grieving deaths of our loved ones. We also pray for our school board and our superintendent for the decisions they have to make on this graduation year, dear Lord, knowing that the kids has waited 12 years for this special time, dear Lord. And please pray for the families and the graduates and the school board once again. We thank you for our many blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, in your humbly name, amen.
Again, gentlemen, we thank you, all of you. Thank all of you for being in our parking lot today. We appreciate all of you being here. And blow your horn if you believe what he had to say today. There we go. That's good. And thank you so much for being here today, being with us, Brother Bobby, Brother Hollis, and also Brother Todd King. Thank you as well. And this wraps up today's National Day of Prayer service here on WKDC-FM.